The recording you are about to hear was done at Boscone 2020 in Boston, Massachusetts. Unfortunately, part of the introduction was lost, and so this beginning part will fill in the part that did not get recorded, and then we'll go right into the recording from the show. She seeks out justice where others cannot go. She is the Silver Shade. The Post-Meridian Radio Players bring you the adventures of the Silver Shade, champion of law and truth. The Silver Shade is the alter ego of Penelope Umberson, high school teacher, and has the uncanny ability to enter the in-between, allowing her passage through otherwise solid walls. Those who would prey upon the weak and helpless cannot escape her. She is the Silver Shade. We now present the Silver Shade in Help from the Shadows.
All appears pleasant this late spring evening as Isabel DeMonaco, known as Izzy, walks home from school in the company of her friends, but appearances can deceive.
So just text me back next time, Izzy.
Oh, my stupid dad forgot to pay the phone bill again.
Forgot?
Yes, forgot, all right? Drop it.
He forgets a lot of things.
Like our soccer games.
And parent-teacher night.
Just because he doesn't hover over me all the time like yours does.
Whose is that?
It's me. It's my mom.
See? Hovering.
All right. Well, so what do we do tomorrow? Cut out early and start summer vacation with a movie?
I can't. Mr. Leeds is holding off grades until the final class, and he'll give an F to anyone who skips. I'm pretty sure that's against the rules. Okay.
Well, then how about after? We can't go to my house. Mom just had all the floors redone, and she's trying to keep everyone off them as long as possible.
They're floors. They're for walking on. What does she expect you to do? Swing through the house on ropes?
I pointed that out. She took my phone away for the night.
Looks like my mom won't let us come over either.
Sheesh, is it me? Do your folks just not want me over?
Well, how about your place, Izzy?
Yeah, we never go to your place.
We can go to the mall tomorrow.
You hate the mall.
It has air conditioning?
Last time I suggested we go there, you called it a fetid monument to crass consumerism.
Well, fetid had just come up in a vocabulary quiz, and I was trying to use it in a sentence.
Oh, look, if there's some reason that you don't want us to go to your house, well, just tell us, huh? Is everything all right?
Your dad isn't doing anything to you.
Dad doesn't do anything to me, all right? He leaves me alone, and I leave him alone.
Izzy!
Drop it!
But...
I said drop it! Anyway, this is where my apartment building is. I'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Yeah.
Any idea what that's about?
Scott told me her dad is on probation for dealing drugs.
Seriously?
Don't tell her we know, okay? If she doesn't want us to know...
Fine. Probation means he stopped, right? And if he still has custody of Izzy, then... You know, I guess it could be worse.
Yeah, a lot worse.
Inside the apartment building, Izzy climbs up the stairwell toward the floor she lives on.
God, they're so nosy. What is wrong with them? They can't just invite themselves over.
Oh, hi, kitty. I forget which neighbors you are, but that doesn't matter. You're still a kitty, yes you are. Do you think Dad could handle a bunch of blabbering and chattering teenagers right now? Me neither. They'd probably say something insulting about his recovery without realizing it. You're right, kitty. Now I'm being stupid. I should invite them over sometime, show them that everything with Dad is okay.
Yeah, I should make sure Dad would be okay with that. Anyway, I'm spending too much time with you, and I should be... What's going on over at the door to my place? Who's that coming out? Oh my God, it's Triple D. What's he doing here? I've gotta hide. I don't want him to see me. I'm back into the stairwell. Oh God. Please don't let him see me. Don't let him use the stairs. Take the elevator. Did he? I'll just take a peek. Yeah, there he goes. Into the elevator. What was he doing with Dad? He better not have... Dad promised not to hang around his old drug buddies. What should I do? I guess I've got to confront him. I've got to call him out on this. He must know he could lose custody of me if anyone knew he was seeing Triple D. I won't accuse him. I'll just ask him what he's doing, but I won't let him off the hook. Right. Be confident, Izzy. You got this. Sheesh. He could have at least closed the door after him when he left. Dad, I'm home. Can I ask you something? Dad? Are you in the kitchen?
Izzy?
Is everything all...
I'm sorry, Izzy. Oh,
Daddy! Daddy, no. What happened? You promised! I have to call for help, Dad. We'll get you back in the hospital. Who's that on the floor? He's not breathing. Oh, God, he's not breathing. What happened? Dad, stay with me. Be confident, Izzy. You got this. You got this. You can do this. Hello? 911?
That evening, school teacher Penelope Umberson is having tea with a co-worker at Penelope's house just down the street from Izzy's apartment building.
More tea?
Thanks, Penelope.
Say when.
That's good.
Mm. Is there something wrong with the tea?
No, I just... I could use a cigarette. Did we know each other when I saw smoke?
That's a little before my time.
The smoke in my place would be so thick I could get my nicotine fix without even lighting up.
Sounds like I missed out.
As the kids would say, you're not wrong.
Okay, Loretta, what's up?
I hate the last week of school. I feel more like a zookeeper than a teacher. The seniors are the worst. Not a single one of the college-bound ones believe that their schools will drop them if their grades fall.
Oh, please. Their parents would never let that happen. And they know it. Some of them are just, well, I hate to say it, but they're entitled brats.
Agreed. Speaking of brats, how's yours doing? She just finished up her first year of college, right?
My girl is the opposite of an entitled brat. She was raised by a teacher. We know better than to helicopter.
Truer words, Pen. Truer words. Is she back for the summer yet?
Actually, she landed a really good internship in New York City. She'll be spending the summer there. She and three friends found a great little apartment in Harlem.
Since when did rising sophomores get internships?
She's the opposite of an entitled brat, remember?
Well, good for her. Hey, will this be your first summer alone?
Yeah. It's so weird. At least during the school year, I had classes in the day and grading at night. But over the summer, I honestly have no idea what I'm going to do.
Online dating.
You're not serious.
It's amazing. You just download an app to your phone.
You're a 73-year-old woman.
Yes, and I date and I understand smartphones. You've been a widow nearly as long as I have, and you're, what, just over 50? It's time to live a little.
Loretta, you never cease to amaze me. And besides, guys my age tend to have jobs, so that still leaves me with nothing to do during the day.
Actually, there's a dating app just for teachers. You can even specify that they be in a different school district. You know, so things don't get awkward when the new school year starts. Trust me, you want to avoid that. I'm never making that mistake again.
And with that, I'm leaving this conversation.
I'll text you the name of the app.
Of course you will. Oh, good evening, officer.
Yeah, good evening, ma'am. Do you know a teenage girl named Isabel DeMonaco?
Yes, I do. My daughter used to babysit her. What happened? Is she in trouble?
She called in an emergency, but she wasn't on the scene when first responders arrived. We don't believe she's in immediate danger, but we need to ask her some questions.
Oh, dear. It's not about her... Her father, Mr. DeMonaco, is he all right?
Do you know Mr. DeMonaco?
Yes, we've met quite a few times. I know he has a history of drug use.
Well, ma'am, I can't go into details, but if Isabel contacts you, please get in touch with us.
I will. Is her father okay?
He's stable, ma'am. Good night.
Good night.
Who was that, Pen?
It was the police.
Were they real cops or strippers dressed as cops? This one time...
Real cops, Loretta, real. Please, focus. They were looking for Izzy DeMonaco.
Oh. I guess all that extra counseling didn't work for her. Did she shoplift?
Loretta! Something's up with her dad.
Oh. Off the wagon, is he?
I don't know, but I'm worried. Izzy apparently called for help, but now she's disappeared.
Oh. Well, that sounds bad.
The cop said to call if we see her. I wish I could...
Could what?
Nothing. Forget about it. I certainly have.
Well, on that note, thank you for the tea. I should head for home now if I'm to get my beauty sleep. God knows I'll need it. What with hurting those pubescent monsters on their last day of school.
Good night, Loretta.
Have a good rest of the evening.
Is everyone gone?
Izzy! What in heaven's name are you doing here?
I'm sorry. Please don't be mad, Miss Summerson. I had to see you alone, and you always leave your back door open until you go to bed.
A police officer was just here looking for you. You've got everyone worried. Sick. Are you all right?
I'm really, really scared.
Well, do you want a hug?
Yeah.
Here you go. I'm glad you're safe. I'll call the police and let them know you're here and that you're okay.
No, Miss Umberson, please, not yet.
Why not yet?
There's something I have to do first, and I need your help.
Me? What do you mean? What can I do for you that the police can't?
Walk through walls.
Wait, what?
I saw you, Miss Umberson. Twice.
You saw me?
The first time was like... 10 years ago, I was playing hide-and-seek outside, and I hid near your place. Then you came and walked by me, but didn't see me. You tried to get in your front door, but you couldn't find your keys. You looked around, and when you thought no one was looking, you were inside.
Izzy.
The second time was last year. You were walking by my apartment building, and I happened to be looking out the window and saw you. An angry dog started chasing you. He cornered you. But then, whoop, you were gone. Like a shade.
Izzy, you actually saw me walk through walls.
That's what I've been saying, and that's why you've got to help me.
Me? But, Izzy, the police...
I need you to be a hero and bring a bad guy to justice.
What? Are you out of your mind?
Maybe. Just listen, please. When I came home today, I saw one of Dad's old drug dealers leaving the apartment. He didn't see me. I went in and found Dad overdosed.
Oh, that's awful. But the police officer said your dad was stable.
Really? Oh, thank God. Well, what about the other guy?
What other guy?
On the floor. There was someone else, someone I didn't know. He was dead.
Izzy, are you saying that this drug dealer killed that man and tried to kill your father?
The dealer's called Triple D. I need your help to find him so the police can pick him up. But I don't know where to start looking. Dad does.
But when your dad regains consciousness, he can tell the police what happened.
He won't. Whoever Triple D works for, he'd retaliate. Maybe by coming after me.
Oh, Izzy.
So all you have to do is slip into Dad's hospital room and tell him you're a superhero and need information. He's always been a big comic book fan. He'll trust you.
Think about this, Izzy, rationally.
I have. It's the only way.
I really think we should call the police.
If you do, I'll run away and find Triple D on my own.
You're impossible, young lady. Okay, here's my counteroffer. If I go to your dad and I get the information, then I tell the police where to find this Triple D person, and they'll deal with him.
Well, all right, that sounds fair.
And afterward, we'll contact Child Services so they can find you a place to stay while your father recovers.
If the cops bust Triple D, then I'll turn myself over to foster care. But if they don't get him, then I'm on my own. Deal?
Deal. The guy's name is Triple D. How did that come about?
I don't know. How does anyone come up with a name?
Good point. So tonight, I'll sneak into the hospital, find out where your father is, head up to his room, wait until he's awake, let him know you're all right, get in, get the info, and then we'll go from there. Sound good?
Uh-huh. By the way, how do you, you know, walk through walls and stuff? Did you have an accident during a scientific experiment or something?
No. It's just something I could do since I was young. I learned early on that no one else could do this, and I learned to keep it to myself. And just to clarify, I don't exactly walk through walls.
You don't? Well, then what do you do, exactly?
It's hard to explain properly, but, for example, you see that corner over there?
Yeah.
It looks like the walls meet with no spaces, right?
Yeah.
Well, I can see the angle where they don't meet.
What does that mean?
I mean, to me, I can move around to where the walls don't meet, and I just walk into the space. Not every corner has a space, but most do.
Wait. You can see into other dimensions?
I suppose. I really don't understand it.
Aren't there, like, scientists who can help?
Izzy, you're the first person who's ever noticed I have this power.
Wait, what? You've managed to hide it from everyone? Even your family?
Hide it? Izzy, ever since I first found out I can do this, I tried to tell people about it. Everyone. Anyone. But no one ever believed me. My parents told me I was trying to draw attention to myself. When I tried to show them, they punished me for lying and refused to watch. When I was older, I tried to tell people about it, but I got much the same reaction, disbelief, then anger. And when I kept pushing, there was violence sometimes. I even tried tricking people into seeing me do it, but always, always they were looking somewhere else. And then they berated me for what they called my wild imagination.
But that's terrible.
I figure it's a side effect of my powers. Maybe when I use it, people's minds get clouded over or something. I don't know. But you saw me. You don't know how wonderful that is, what it means to me.
Well, great. You can finally get the recognition you deserve. I'll help. I mean, if two
Izzy,
people...
Izzy, I don't know how this might sound, but I don't want that. At least not if I can avoid it. I've lived with this skill for a long time, and I know what I want and what I don't want with it. And that's all I want to say about it. But just knowing you saw, that means the world to me, okay?
Oh, sure. I guess. Yeah, that's fine. I can accept that answer. So what kind of costume you got?
What, like a superhero costume?
Yeah, you gotta have a costume.
That's just... That's really not necessary.
Dad knows you. You can't just sneak into a guarded hospital room and talk to him like this is teacher-parent night.
Oh, well, you make a good point. I suppose we could go to the craft store or something. How good are you at sewing?
I can repair rips. Nothing fancy, but maybe we can come up with something like out of what you already have around the house. What have you got, like a mask?
A mask? Oh, please, Wait. I think, yes, I once made a mask for Janine for a Halloween dance. She hasn't worn it since junior high, but I kept it because, well, some things I keep.
Cool, now we're getting somewhere. Is it cloth?
Yes, felt. Nice and simple. Covers about the upper half of the face.
Great. You don't happen to have a cloak with a hood, do you?
Actually, I do. I bought one when I was in college. I thought I was being romantic. It turned out to be very useful on cold and rainy days.
Wow. Okay, sure. Let's look at it.
Here, in the closet. What do you think?
It's gray. Almost silvery. Perfect. A mask and a hooded cloak are pretty much all you need.
Did superheroes start appearing in the world when I wasn't looking? How do you know what I need?
I've played games. Things like cloaks are handy for soft attacks and misdirection.
Oh. Well, in that case, maybe I should adapt some of my activewear as well. I'm certainly not going in my professional clothes to sneak into your father's hospital room. Here we go. My yoga outfits should serve nicely.
As long as they're not neon colored.
Of course not. Not all of them, anyway. Here's some black stretchy tights, and one of my workout shirts is gray.
What about shoes?
How do these running shoes look?
Oh, they're too shiny. But if we smudge them up with something dark, they'll work.
Unbelievable. I can't believe I'm dressing up to get justice done.
Well, I can't believe my dad's in the hospital because his former dealer got him to OD.
Touché. All right. I'll get the mask and we can see if anything needs repair work. This is going to be one weird night.
Some hours later, Izzy's father has regained consciousness. In a hospital room of which he is the only occupant, Mr. DeMonaco is questioned by the police.
I'm sorry. I can't tell you what happened, Sergeant.
I'm sorry too, Mr. DeMonaco. You're the only one who knows what happened to the deceased. It'd be a shame to have to make you the prime suspect.
I didn't kill Eric.
Then who did?
Have you found Izzy yet?
Your daughter? No, we haven't. Not yet.
Well, if you can't keep her safe, then I can't tell you anything.
If you change your mind, just let the officer out in the hallway know. Good night, Mr. DeMonaco.
Good night, Sergeant.
Mr. DeMonaco?
What the? Who? How did you get in here?
I'm a friend. I want to help you.
Why are you dressed up like that?
I'm the Silver Shade. I guess I'm a superhero. I can walk through things.
I'm going insane. I finally lost it. Or they gave me the wrong painkillers.
It's okay. It's going to be okay.
What do you want?
Shh. Really, I'm here to help you. I know someone else is responsible for that other man's death, but I don't know who. I want you to tell me so I can bring them to justice.
You want me to tell you who killed Eric? Well, that's crazy. If I tell my daughter, you don't know what they could do to her.
Izzy is already worried sick about you.
Worried? You have the wrong Izzy. My girl doesn't worry about anything. She's a rock. I'm the one who's going nuts about what could happen to her. She's always been the strong one.
Well, the Izzy who talked to me is a scared little girl who wants her father back. She asked me to help to make sure the right man gets caught, so you don't get blamed for Eric's death.
Yeah, well, I'll probably lose her. I'm bad news. I tried to go straight, but it turns out I can't. Listen, Izzy has to give up on me, or she'll never...
Mr. DeMonaco, look at me. Look me in the eyes.
They'll kill her if I tell.
Look at me right now. Nothing will happen to Izzy. I will use my powers, and they are considerable, to take down the ones who did this to you. But I need your help.
You can really walk through walls?
What? There.
That was...
You can trust me. All I need is a place where I can find Triple D. I'll take care of the rest. Will you help me?
I just...
Will you help your daughter?
I believe you. Yeah, okay, let's do this.
Good. Tell me what happened that night.
I was waiting for Triple D because I'd started using again. Don't look at me like that. I know I did wrong. Anyway, I was waiting for him to deliver. So when the buzzer rang, I wasn't expecting Eric to be there. He was another drug buddy of mine. But he'd gone clean, too, and managed to stay clean. And now he wanted to tell the police everything he knew about the whole gang, including Triple D's boss. But he was scared. He wanted me to go with him to the cops.
What did you tell him?
Well, to get the hell away from me and Izzy. I knew they would kill him. I had to stay alive for Izzy. I was about to force him out when, wouldn't you know it, Triple D showed up.
What did he do?
Eric? Well, he played it cool, like he was just visiting.
I meant Triple D. What did he do next?
Oh, well, he just smiled. And at the time, I thought that wasn't in character for him. I was getting worried. Well, then Triple D offered to give Eric some stuff for free as a welcome back gift, and Eric refused. Then Triple D threw himself on Eric, and the next thing I knew, Triple D had jammed a needle into him and thumbed the plunger all the way.
Dear God.
Don't tell Izzy that part. She doesn't need to know how horrible Eric's death was, or what a coward I was.
I don't think you're a coward. What happened then?
Well, Triple D grabbed me. He pushed me down on the table, and he said he knew that Eric wanted to go to the police, and he laughed. and said it was a shame I had to die too. And that's when he jammed another needle in me.
I think I can see the rest. Hmm.
You're really going after Triple D?
If you can tell me where to find him. Hmm.
Well, I don't know where he lives, but I know where his boss runs the business from.
Yeah, that's what I need to know.
Well, there's a warehouse on the corner of Elm and White. It's on the second floor. The door says Palm Trees Travel Agency. Well, you won't find the actual drugs there, but that's where the boss keeps her money and any records.
Thank you, Mr. DeMonaco.
Is she safe?
Is he? Like you said, she's a rock. I'll keep her safe, whether she wants me to or not. You get some rest. Good night.
Take care.
Hey, DeMonaco. You talking to someone in here?
You see anyone in here for me to talk to?
Don't be a wise guy.
And good luck.
Armed with Mr. DeMonaco's information, Penelope rushes back home to where Izzy has been waiting. It does not take long to relate the findings.
And that's all your father knows?
I'm relieved Dad's all right, but why didn't you tell the police what you had learned?
Because I want to verify everything first. If I just show up and say I happen to know all about these drug dealers...
Yeah, it'll look suspicious.
Right. But if I make a record of everything incriminating and then tell the cops where to find the evidence, then everything will be taken care of.
So when are we heading in?
Tomorrow is the last day of school, young lady. I have classes to take care of first.
Classes? How can you think of school when there's work to be done?
Izzy, I told you, I'm not a superhero. I have responsibilities, as do you.
But they'll get away. They'll get away and the cops will blame it all on Dad.
You don't know that for certain.
We have to do something.
That's as far as I plan to carry out the vigilante act, Izzy. If I try to do too much, I'm sure the legal system would have to dismiss
the... Well, what about the dealer? How are you going to take care of him? How's this get him back for what he did to Dad?
Whoa, hold your horses, Izzy. I'm not some spirit of vengeance.
Oh, please, I don't want vengeance. I want justice.
Oh, yeah? Look me in the eyes, Izzy. Look at me. Yeah, I can see you want vengeance. I can see all the hate in you looking for a way out.
Of course I hate him. What if Janine had been the one to get hurt, huh? What would you want?
Listen carefully, very carefully. My husband was killed by a drunk driver. I was angry, but I never wanted the driver to hurt for it. When I did talk to the driver, she was shaken to the core by what she'd done. She was already being punished. I wanted to hug her and tell her it was going to be all right. But I let the responsibility for punishment fall on others' shoulders.
What are you saying? I am not going to forgive him. Forgiveness isn't my responsibility.
No, of course not. But I'm not going to just step in, beat the dealer to a pulp for you, and then go on my merry way thinking I'd done right.
Don't you care? Why do we have to let the police or anyone else stop them? What if they can't do it? What if they won't do it? What if they get arrested, but the court lets them go? Why can't we just do this ourselves?
Izzy, I don't know what the right punishment would be for them. What if vengeance just makes things worse?
So my dad's gonna take the fall for those monsters. How could it be worse? Why can't you just take care of all this?
Don't ask me to make that decision.
Yeah, you've already decided what's right, but it's not. It's not right, and it's not fair.
Please trust me.
Why? You don't trust what I want.
Izzy,
I can only trust myself. I'm out of here.
Oh, Izzy. Well, that could have gone better. I don't know. What if she's right? No, I am not the word of justice, merely its eyes. I'm going to get a good night's sleep, then tomorrow I'll get through all my classes, then in the afternoon I'll reconnoiter the warehouse. God help me.
The last school day of the year is fraught with peril even in the best of times. But Penelope soldiers on, and shortly after the final bell, she is in costume and finding her way inside a certain converted warehouse at the edge of town.
Okay. Okay, I'm in. I'm in. I can calm down now. I'm in. Breathe in. Breathe out. No one's here. I can do this. Okay, let's see. Desk, shelves, bookcases filled with ledgers. Let's take a look at those. Just what you'd expect to find at a legitimate travel agency. That computer's off, and I'm not going to even try to think of what the password might be. So, where else to look? Say, that section of the bookshelf seems just a tad taller than the space would suggest. Maybe if I look at it from just the right angle. Bingo. I bet those plastic bags aren't filled with gelatin powder. And all that loose cash, I think I can call this into the police. Wait, what's that? Oh, of course, the bad guys would come in now. I'll hide just beneath the surface of the wall and see if they say anything else that the police might want to know.
Come on in, Triple D.
Yes, Miss Major.
Tiny?
Yes, ma'am.
You have guard duty.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Triple D, a little bird told me you screwed up royally.
Now, that's not fair, ma'am. I mean...
What have I told you about not owning your mistakes?
Oh, no. That's not what I meant, ma'am. I took initiative, like you always say.
Oh, Triple D, I am so disappointed.
Oh, God.
And you know what that means.
Oh, Miss Major, ma'am, please, no!
Well, what else do you suggest? Not only did you try to kill DeMonico without asking first, you failed to actually do so, which is worse. This creates serious trust issues. But I'll let you pick your poison, so to speak. What can you do to regain my trust?
You've been having issues with the gang on 4th Street, right? I could take them their next shipment and cut a couple of them to remind them that you're in charge. Huh?
Excellent, Triple D. I knew you'd come up with a good idea if you were motivated. Come on, stand up now.
Thank you, ma'am.
4th Street. The police will want to know about that.
What is it, Tiny?
There's a kid out here. Says she's looking for a job.
What kind of job?
Oh, says she's quick on her feet and good at hiding from cops.
Oh, really? Tiny, please show the young lady in.
You, inside.
Thank you. It's really kind of you.
You're looking for a job, miss? This is a travel agency. Says so right on the door. I'm not sure what you're expecting to find here.
Well, word on the street is you have a sideline business.
Really? The word on the street?
And with muscle like this standing around, I figure...
Then let's cut to the chase, young lady. What are you offering?
I figured... I know the neighborhood pretty well, so if you needed something delivered really fast somewhere...
Go on.
I mean, I know, like, lots of shortcuts, and,
Triple
like...
Triple D, do you know this girl?
I don't know, ma'am. She does look familiar.
Well, I think she knows you, because she is intentionally not looking in your direction. What's your name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Please look directly at my associate here. Let him get a good look at your face. Well, Triple D?
Maybe. Let's see... Hey, this is a wig!
Remove it, please.
I do know her. It's DeMonico's brat.
Well, well. I think I can guess what you were planning, Miss DeMonico. I sympathize with your situation, though. Triple D hurt your father, so you wanted revenge.
This isn't about revenge. This is about justice.
Indeed. Sadly, for you, there's something more important than justice, and that's survival.
What are you going to do to me?
First, you'll tell me who this word on the street is who informed on my location. Would this be your father, by any chance? Oh, yes, your expression says it all. Then I'm afraid we must keep you as our guest until the police have lost interest in your father. You understand, I'm sure.
You monsters!
Tiny, restrain her.
Stay right here!
Let me go!
No! All right, villain, stop right there!
Who in the Sam Hill are you? How did you get in here like that?
I'm the Silver Shade. You're finished, Major. The police are on their way. You can't escape. You're going to pay for your crimes. But if you harm the girl, I'll make sure your suffering is 10 times worse. So let her go, now.
The girl.
Pardon me, but if all that's true, then I'm going to use her as a hostage. But cheer up, I was eventually going to kill her and her father. Now she's more value to me as is. But I won't hesitate to kill her if you force me to.
You're not helping your situation.
Likewise, I'm sure. Triple D, get the stash and the cash and let's blow this joint. Tiny, please hold the girl away from your body. If I have to shoot her, I'd like a decent margin of error.
What the Silver Lady, she's gone. She disappeared.
What in the heck?
I don't know. She just ran toward the back of the bookcase and just, boom.
Keep an eye out. I don't know what her deal is, but...
Ooh.
Get her, Triple D.
What? Okay. All right, now just hold still. I'm pretty good with this knife, but if you struggle, cutting you will hurt more.
That's not gonna work. You can't touch me.
She went under the desk, boss.
Do you think she's still there?
All right, I'll check. She's gone.
Where is she? Where is she? There.
Oh! Boss, you shot me.
Ow! Oh, waffles.
Boss, you shot...
I know. Gotta expect losses. Now, where would she be? Somewhere. Somewhere.
Boss, did the bookcase...
What?
All right, Tiny, you may be bigger than me, but you can see I'm unstoppable. Now, let the girl go, and you can save yourself a lot of trouble, all right?
You win.
Izzy, do you have a phone on you?
Huh? Yeah, see? Right here.
Call the police. Then we have to leave. Tiny?
I'll wait here.
Good boy, Tiny.
Days later, Penelope and Izzy are drinking tea in Penelope's living room.
How's the foster home situation working out?
It's okay. At least I'm local enough that I can visit Dad. And you. But it's an adjustment. They're nice people and all, but they're not... You know...
Not family?
Yeah. It's gonna take time, I guess. And it's summer, so my days are kind of empty right now. So I have free time if you, you know, need me to help sidekick, because I think it would be really awesome.
Izzy, I don't think I can do what you want me to do.
What do you mean? We can continue the fight. We go out and take down evil wherever it threatens the lives of decent people.
Izzy, I can't spend my life hunting down and taking out bad guys, and I don't think I should.
But you have superpowers.
History is filled with people who gained power, tried to make things right, and then, I don't know, maybe they just lost patience with the people they were trying to help. If I have to decide what's right and wrong for people I don't even know, if I have to be an instrument of punishment, I might snap someday. Even worse, I might snap and not even know it, thinking I'm still acting justly.
But you're a teacher, a mom. You have to decide right and wrong for other people every day.
There are rules and there are guidelines. I don't have either for my abilities. And another thing, once decent people learn that I can slip in anywhere, how safe do you think they're going to feel?
So, like, are you just gonna stay at home, continue forward with a normal life, like you're not capable of amazing things? Why did you help me if you didn't think you should?
You were in such need. You're right, I'm not good at ignoring those in need. But I can't become a public figure either.
So now what?
We go on with our lives as usual. If someone we know has a crisis that I can look into, then I look into it. But we won't take the problems of the world on our shoulders. Just the issues we understand. The ones we can see the consequences of. To do more is just not healthy or helpful in the long run.
Okay, I can live with that. It's a shame, though, that there aren't more of you. Like, to spread out across the country, you know?
Maybe there are more of me.
I don't get you.
Here, look at this article I came across in the paper. It's also on a couple of news sites.
This one from Baltimore?
Right. You see that picture of the guy being arrested for scamming people?
He sure is unhappy. What about it?
Look in the background. That lady there. Check out her eyes.
She sure seems to know something. And hey, you had that look in your eyes when you talk down Tiny. Do you mean,
even
like,
if my powers are a one in a million gift, that means there are a couple of hundred folks in America alone who could have the same as well.
Oh, gosh.
Something to think about, isn't it? Hopefully a sign of great things to come for everyone.
The Silver Shade, Help from the Shadows, was written by Michael McAfee, Jennifer Pelland, Abigail Walzer, and Carrie Kiba. The cast featured Catherine Bromberg as Penelope Umberson, The Silver Shade, Sarah Parisi Bochy as Izzy, Rob Noyes, Jennifer Pelland, Meg Wickham, and Michael McAfee as the ensemble. Sounds were designed by Paul Springer. The whole thing was directed by Michael McAfee. For the Post-Meridian radio players, thanks to you and the staff of Boscone. Have a wonderful rest of the convention. Good night.
This has been a production of the Post-Meridian Radio Players, copyright 2020. This work may be shared freely so long as the copyright notice remains attached. If you'd like to know more about us, please visit pmrp.org.